Hi everyone, my name is Annette Bailey and I undertook a very similar area of study as Camille. However, I decided to use a quantitative approach to examine traumatic stress induced by gun violence on Black women's resilience, and also looked at the mediating role of social support, cognitive appraisal, and quality health care. And I also have nothing to report or to disclose regarding financial and personal and professional biases. In terms of the... Okay, so what drew me to examine this particular area? My interest in the population and in the issue of gun violence arose out of mere questioning. Questioning what happens when the cameras stop rolling. One of the things that I frequently witness, which Camille alluded to, is the media portrayal of the trauma and the grief that Black women face. I have frequently seen Black women collapse in front of the media and the cameras kept rolling. And so for me, I wondered, what happens when they get home? Is there enough support in place? What is their grief process like? How does it impact on the rest of the family members, the family dynamic? And I'll just give you a little bit of a context of Black women in Toronto. Many Black women in Toronto live in disadvantaged neighborhoods. They work, they're single parents, and many of them work in low-paying jobs. What that means is that when you consider the social and cultural issues that Black women face based on the context of their life, you can only imagine how impactful losing a child would be to them. And so it was important for me to find out a little bit more about their traumatic experience and the resulting impact on their resilience. And I'll talk to you about why I focus on resilience, and I'm sure you can figure that out by now in terms of Black women, because the literature really stressed the importance of resilience as a protective factor for Black women. So the research in Canada and also in the United States have demonstrated that gun violence rates are higher among Blacks than whites. In Toronto, Black youth account for 7 times the amount of gun-related crimes in the general population. And Blacks on a whole in Toronto only account for 7% of the greater Toronto population. The mainstream of victims and perpetrators of gun violence in Toronto come from homes of single parents who are living in impoverished neighborhoods. And in Canada, or in Toronto, many of these neighborhoods are termed prioritized neighborhood. And the term priority implies that there is very limited access to resources, needed resources, within those areas. And they're distinguished from the regular neighborhoods, or the non-prioritized neighborhoods, because they have more persons within the ages, between the ages of 15 to 24 live in there, more minority live in there. There's less, or about 18,000 less household income of individuals living there, and as well more lone parents. So if you think about those cumulative factors and how they compound to impact on the lives of women, you recognize how important it is to focus on the traumatic stress that these women experience. Also, we understand that higher incidence of gun violence appears to be related to many of these factors, which are linked to poverty and, again, combined with other factors, interrelating factors. Research that is done on homicide, well, there's very little done on homicide, but we've come to understand that the violent death of a child contributes significantly to traumatic stress for bereaved parents, and especially bereaved mothers. The research has said that homicide, or the death of a child through homicide, in comparison to the death of a child through other means, contribute to more poor psychological outcomes, more marriage breakdown, and more difficulty for mothers or parents to find meaning of the loss. Also, researchers have looked at the fact that not everybody who experienced trauma or loss experienced traumatic stress. So traumatic stress comes from the sudden or rapid loss of valuable resources. And valuable resources could be a house, a job, and so forth. So if you think about how that would impact on Black mothers, because they lose a valuable resource as their child, plus they lose their homes, many of them lose their homes and their jobs because they're not able to cope. So with the observation that not everybody who loses or suffer a great loss or trauma experience a difficult psychological outcome have led researchers to look at protective factors such as resilience or spirituality. So for me, I've looked in the trauma research and in the research on loss and recognized that social support and cognitive appraisal is two of the most important protective factor in this case. And cognitive appraisal is really finding meaning or being able to evaluate the loss. So in terms of the gaps, there's significant gaps in this area. So researchers across the discipline have not really examined Black women's experience with gun violence. So there's very little study. I'm glad Camille embarked on a qualitative study, because there's no qualitative study except for Camille's that have focused on Black women and their experience with gun violence. So this study that I did examined the relationship between traumatic stress and mother's resilience, and as well looked at the mediating role of social support, cognitive appraisal, and quality health care. Black women in the study, in research, have been identified as quite resilient. Their resilience have been developed over time through adversities, and it helps them to cope. The most significant predictors of their resilience are their children, social support, and spirituality. So for me, it was trying to figure out what is possible. What is there that can ruin Black women's resilience if after years of developing resilience, they haven't been able to lose it? And so I wanted to understand if something as traumatic or as stigmatized as gun violence could do that. And so the overarching question for this research was, what really impacts on Black women's resilience? So I've constructed a model that examines the relationship between traumatic stress and resilience for mothers, and as well the three mediating factors within this stress process for them. So trying to figure out how each of those variables work to impact on Black women's level of resilience. And in order to do this, I recruited 48 Black mothers in Toronto using network sampling. And network sampling is very similar to snowballing. So it was because it's so difficult to find mothers to find them, even though the media at the time of a death publicized them so much, it's very difficult to find them because many of them just become so secluded because they don't want to speak to the media, and they're so traumatized that they become withdrawn. So I had to find mothers who knew of other mothers or knew of somebody who knew of a mother who died of gun violence. I used a survey to collect the information, and this was done in person to be sensitive to their trauma. I didn't want to talk to them on the phone and then say goodbye now. I wanted to be there to support them as they grieve, and many of them broke down during the interview. So as you can see, the demographic information here confirms the social determinants of health that impact on these women's lives. Most of the women who participated in the study were between the ages of 51 to 60. The youngest was 32, and the 32-year-old was the one who had the youngest child who died through gun violence, and this child was only 3 years old. In terms of the highest level of education, most of the women completed high school, but as you can see, there's a significant amount of them who completed college. Though many of them were either never married or separated, and about half, more than half of the population or the sample were unemployed. Many of them did not live with a partner or married to a partner who was employed. And again, many were living in prioritized or disadvantaged neighborhoods, 75% of them. What was interesting was when I asked them how long they had lived in that particular area, most of them lived there for 1 to 5 years. But I also asked them where they moved from. And because of their economic status, their condition, many of them moved from one prioritized neighborhood to the next because that's all they could afford, right? So the situation didn't really get better for them. So in terms of what mothers, in terms of the level of stress that they were experiencing, what I found was that their stress was so high that it put them at risk for altered ability to function. It put them at 80% risk of getting sick in the near future. And if Camille had continued, you would have heard about some of the women who develop chronic diseases and other issues because of the stress that they've experienced. However, looked at the mean score for their resilience. Many of the women remained quite resilient. However, most were their resilience decreased. So when to answer the question, does traumatic stress induced by gun violence impact on women's resilience? Absolutely. That showed that there is a negative relationship between mothers' traumatic stress that they experience and their resilience. So as the stress goes up, their resilience goes down. If their resilience goes up, then the level of traumatic stress goes down. So it tells us something when we're thinking about working with this particular population. So how does cognitive appraisal, which is being able to find meaning for this loss, and how does quality health care and social support impact on this process? So I'm just going to go over here to kind of show it to you. So in the presence of social support, cognitive appraisal, in the presence of social support, traumatic stress decreases, leading to improved resilience. In the presence of positive appraisal, if they were able to find meaning and made sense of their loss, then their traumatic stress decreased, which in turn increased their level of resiliency. If you look at quality health care, it didn't have any impact. Why? I think because I only measured the care that they received from their physician, and many of them did not go to the doctor because they said, the doctors just give me antidepressants, and that didn't help me at all. So there was no relationship between quality health care and traumatic stress. But what was interesting was when I regressed these two and put all of these three together, there was a significant impact of quality healthcare on women's level of resilience. So what does this all mean? Well, let's talk about the weaknesses first, small sample size. So I'm working to expand on that by sort of moving it outside of Toronto and also into other countries. What does this tell us? That being able to positively appraise a loss is central to the trauma process of women. Social support is important to their stress process, and that an in-depth investigation of the needs and the challenges that this population faces is important. And Camille's study started to break grounds in us figuring out what are those social complexities And we know that it has to do with the social determinants of health, right? So we need to really look at those when we are developing population-specific interventions for these families. In terms of implication for social change, because I think when you think about gun violence and you think about the main root issues, you have to think about social change. And so in order for us to start initiating any kind of social change, we have to increase awareness of the complex and social issues that these women experience. We have to build infrastructure for social support for this family, for many of these families, because what I found out is that in the Black community, many efforts are being made to try to address this issue, but realize that there's such a struggle with funding and other issues that they face. So we need to be able to support the mobilization process in many of these communities and also increase public health role. Gun violence is a public health issue. We know that. How much, I don't know about here in America, but in Canada, there's very little that's done from a public health point of view about gun violence. So we need to be able to activate more public health interest, public health effort in assessing trauma histories, in looking at key determinants of health for this population, and really thinking about the importance of not blaming, taking away that self-blame, and looking towards what is outside of these individuals that would create gun violence in the first place and modify it in a sustainable way. So, thank you.